Blog Talk Radio.
Do you read your daily horoscope? Have you ever wanted to go to a fortune teller? Have you ever played on a Ouija board or attended a seance? Before you do, you should be aware of what the Bible says about these types of practices, as well as
good day, everyone. Welcome again to the Wings Radio program, where we hope you will be uplifted and encouraged by what you hear. We want to inspire you through Christ to find the power of God's Word to the challenging times in your lives. Be sure to visit the blog page for prophetic words, updates, and godly inspiration at www.wingsofprophecy.com. Now here is your host, Glenda Linkus.
What can happen to you if you do them? Join me now for another episode in this series on defining New Age and the occult. Fortune telling, tarot cards, reading crystal balls. Do these things seem a long ways from your world? They may not be as far from your world as you think they are. As Christians, we need to know what the Bible says about these practices. And as a minister of deliverance, I would like to teach you some of the dangers of these types of practices. This is the second episode in our new series, Defining the New Age and Occult. I don't know how many episodes there are going to be. We'll see how God leads us. But tonight, I want to talk specifically about fortune telling or divining the future. There are many methods of fortune telling and divining the future. And I used to practice some of them in my previous life when I was very deep into the New Age and occult and practiced witchcraft. Fortune telling can be done a lot of different ways. One of the common methods around the world right now, or a method that has survived the times, let me put it that way, I don't know how common it is reading tea leaves. You have the person drink the tea, and the leaves that are left in the bottom of the cup, and I've never read tea leaves, the leaves that are left in the bottom of the cup, if they form certain shapes, are supposed to mean certain things. So, runes, which are connected to Odinism, are a way of answering a person's question or telling the future. Tarot cards, which was the way I did it. Tarot cards, I want to talk for a minute about the history of tarot cards. Tarot cards are usually in decks of 78, and they originated back in the Middle Ages, I think around 1400 or 1600, back in the days before printing presses. In order to have a deck of playing cards, you had to commission someone to paint them. So only the very influential had decks of painted cards, of course. Evidence that the cards were used for fortune telling were found through various books from different ages, and I believe the earliest one was in the 1400s. They were originally developed for playing games. The most popular, because there are various decks, Aleister Crowley, who was very heavy into occult and metaphysical things, even designed a deck of tarot cards who some people like better because of the artistic images on them. Because the image and the things in the images are part of how you divine through them, okay? I believe the most popular deck was the Tarot de Marseille that was developed in France, and I believe that's mostly the images that you see now. The cards are laid out in a particular shape, and they are either used to divine future events or to answer a specific question for the person the reading is being done for. Okay, now, what is fortune telling? Fortune telling, or divination, is the divining of future events or trying to discover the future by occult or ungodly means. John 14:16, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, a helper, is what some translations say, and that he may abide with you forever. Okay, nowhere in my Bible does it say that helper is going to be a fortune teller. Just saying. Okay, so who goes to fortune tellers? Well, fortune tellers throughout the ages have at various times become popular or unpopular, depending. But as y'all know, I study a number of books when I'm preparing, especially if I'm preparing a series, but sometimes when I'm preparing a single show. And although the occult and New Age are subjects that I know quite a bit about, I want to be sure that what I'm teaching you is thorough, that it is helpful, and that it is accurate. One of the books that I've been reading in preparation for this series talks about the type of people that get involved with the occult. And I recognize myself in a lot of this from my old self, not my new self. Okay. The curious, people who are just curious about, you know, these hidden knowledges and whatever. The people who take the demonic very lightly, who don't think that it's serious or harmful or can hurt them. Often people who are children of people who practice the occult or dabbled in New Age. Those who feel that they have ESP or some type of, quote, psychic power and, you know, other sensory power. Those who are rebellious. That was me. Those who are dissatisfied with whatever type of religious experience they had had to date, that was me. And, you know, those who just want to prove it wrong or prove it right or whatever. Okay, so why do they do it? There's something coming that they need to know about, maybe a specific event. Curiosity, they just want to know if it's real or not, that sort of thing. The fearful do it because they fear the future. So they try to find out what the future is. They're afraid of it. Maybe their life right now is scary, so they want to know if the future is going to be even worse. They do it because they're in rebellion to people who walk a straight line. So they want to be different and fight back against that. In the 60s, they called it, the establishment, the man. Basically the conformist way of doing things, or the proper, right and proper way of doing things, they're rebelling against that. I was one of those people. The bereaved will do it. That was part of the reason I did it. I had lost my brother to suicide in 1987, and I was horribly, horribly grieved. And I missed him so much. And I did not go so far as, you know, a Ouija board or something, I don't think. I don't know, maybe I did back then, I don't remember, but I do know I did a lot of weird stuff, just desperately wanting to hear from him. When you're grief-stricken, you'll do strange things like that. One of the reasons that will make people get involved in these off-the-beaten-trail things are movies and television. Maybe they see a movie that popularizes it, or they watch a show that popularizes it. Sometimes it's a fascination with the dark side, a fascination with evil or with what's bad or unknown. And a lot of times it's people that feel that they have some type of extrasensory power, and so they go explore that other world, that other realm, to find out if they do. Because they want to know if they want to be special. We all want to be special. We all want to be accepted. We all want to be loved. You know, maybe if I'm special, people will love me, right? They want to be accepted. Okay, so how is fortune telling done? With cards, tarot cards, or playing cards. I've used both. Crystal gazing, water gazing. And I don't mean going and sitting by a lake, y'all. Spiritism, talking to spirits of the dead. And while we're on that subject and talking about TV shows, let's talk about one that's very popular right now, Long Island Medium, because I have a serious, serious problem with the fact that she will say things like, well, let's pray to God about, okay, Teresa, yeah, let's pray to God. I don't know which God Teresa's praying to, but I will tell you it is not the God of the Bible. Can I just tell you that? Because the God of the Bible is vehemently against mediums practicing talking to the dead, necromancy, talking with spirits of the dead. Our God, the God we serve, is very, very against that, adamantly against it. And I'm going to read you scriptures so you can understand fully. So if you watch Long Island Medium, you better stop if you want to be right with God. Because when you watch something like that on television, or you watch something like, what was that program that was, there was something on television back around Halloween, there was some little series or something, Witches of East End, I think it was called. And it's all about some witches and, you know, spells and witchcraft and, I don't know, killing people or whatever. But y'all, if you watch that on your television, you are letting those demons walk right into your living room. Do you know that? And those demons then have access to anyone in your house, including your children, grandchildren, and whoever. Okay? Now, that's not anything to play around with. It's not a joke, and it's not anything to play with, I promise you. I did practice those things. I did let those spirits in, okay? It's not a joke. I promise you, I was not laughing when that huge demon walked through my bedroom wall. I was not laughing. I was not laughing at the other things it brought into my life. One of the things that it will do is it will affect your finances. Did y'all know that? It will affect your health, your finances. It will bring division in your relationships. Y'all listen to me now. I'm not playing around with this. I'm trying to teach you something tonight. This is information you need to know. I believe that if you will listen to this show and you will take this to heart, the Word of God says this is wrong. We can't be doing things like that. I'm not judging you if you do them, but the Word of God is judging you. Okay? Okay, now, let's talk about why this is wrong. It's wrong in the Bible, so what happens if you do it? Well, let's talk about that. I'm a Christian. I confess that Jesus is Lord, okay? Jesus died on the cross to save me from my sins. God resurrected him from the dead. I am a Christian. I am an American. So I am entitled to be protected under American law, right? Right, okay. But if I go to Russia or China or Saudi Arabia, as soon as I step on that soil, I'm no longer protected under American law. The same laws, what applies to us here, do not apply to us there. Maybe I can say whatever I want to here, but if I go to a communist country or a country that's under what's that other kind of law called? Sharia law, the Muslim law, I'm not protected because I'm under a whole different set of laws there. Okay, in the same way, you can be a Christian, but if you go start going to nightclubs, getting drunk, if you view pornography, if you go visit a drug house, if you visit a witch's coven, you are on Satan's territory, and you are not under God's protection when you are on Satan's territory, with the one single exception. If God literally told me to go to such and such drug house that he needed me to do something there, I would do it. But I would have to be sure that I was sure that I was sure that I was sure that it was God telling me and not Satan setting me up. Can I just tell you that? Okay? You don't ever do something like that unless you're sure that you're sure that you're sure that you're sure, and you better be sure even after that. Okay? I mean, you better be sure, y'all. If I watch a horror movie, if I go to a fortune teller, if I read my horoscope, and I don't mean H-O-R-O, I mean H-O-R-R-O-R, the Bible says, in all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. Not the fortune teller, not the astrologer, God, the Holy Spirit, and Jesus will direct your path, okay? Okay. Now, let's talk about this. I used to go to a psychic in Elk City. She's not there anymore, I don't think, but we used to go to her, and she charged like $5 or $10 for a reading. And I was in my 20s then and desperate to know if this one guy that I thought I was in love with was, you know, if we were going to be together and all this kind of nonsense. And I'd waste my money doing that. And every week, you know, you'd hear something different. There are a lot of types of fortune tellers. One of them, the 1-900 numbers that you call, you know, 89, 95 a minute or something like that, so you can find out what your future holds. Y'all don't fall for that nonsense. Could be anybody on the other end of that line, but whoever it is on the other end of that line, it's going to bring demons into your life and destruction into your house. Okay? Okay, now, some of the forms of divination, which is what we're talking about tonight, water witching. Y'all ever hear of water witching? I've actually done that before, just played around with it back in my days. It's where you hold a certain kind of stick, and the stick will move when you're over water. If you're in the old days, they used it to find water, so they could, you know, dig or drill for water. Divining rods, which are supposed to find, I think, precious minerals. Pendulums. I've done pendulum stuff before. It's where you swing a pendulum over a map or particular kind of thing like that to get the answer to a question. Okay, crystal gazing and water gazing are called scrying for whatever reason. Okay, most of us are probably familiar with Acts chapter 16, starting in verse 16. And it came to pass, as we went to prayer, a certain damsel possessed with a spirit of divination met us, which brought her masters much gain by soothsaying. And that means fortune telling. The same followed Paul and us and cried, saying, these men are the servants of the Most High God, which show to us the way of salvation. And this did she many days. But Paul, being grieved, turned and said to the Spirit, I command you in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her. And he came out the same hour. Okay, now, I want to show you several things in this passage. One, it happened as they went to prayer. Now, why do you suppose that this particular event took place as they were going to prayer? That spirit in that girl was sent to distract them from praying. How often are we distracted from praying? Could it be that this spirit has been sent against us as well? I know I've been distracted in prayer before, distracted when it was time to pray, many times. Okay, we know why the devil wants to distract us from praying. If you are often distracted from praying or from doing other spiritual disciplines, be encouraged by this. The devil won't bother to distract you if you're not effective. If you are a prayer warrior or an intercessor, he is going to be working on you all the time, trying to keep you out of prayer, because you can hurt him. Okay, a certain damsel possessed with a spirit of divination. Okay, if you look up that word divination in the Strong's, it means python. Y'all have heard me talk about the python spirit, right? A certain damsel possessed with a spirit of divination met us, which brought her masters much gain by soothsaying. Soothsaying is fortune telling. Fortune telling is linked to making a profit, okay? The same followed Paul and us and cried, saying, these men are the servants of the Most High God, which show to us the way of salvation. What she was saying was not untrue, but why she was doing it was to distract. And this did she many days. But Paul, being grieved and no doubt wearied, that has to wear you down. I believe that this spirit divination, when you're attacked by it, I believe that several things will happen. One, it will distract you really bad. It will cause you financial loss. And it will wear you down. And being worn down, by the way, leads to sickness. Just saying. And python does lead to sickness. That horrible back pain that I had years back was linked to the python spirit. Okay, so let's think about this for a minute. As I was studying for this program, I believe that the Lord showed me that anyone who is suffering from real bad distraction, having trouble concentrating on praying, on reading the Word, on, you know, things that have to do with the Word of God, look in your past and see if at any time you have been a partaker of divination or fortune telling. Obviously, in my past, I was very much a partaker. I practiced it and also, you know, went to fortune tellers and that sort of thing. Look and see if, you know, any of the things to do with tarot cards, having your cards read with regular playing cards is no difference. It's not the cards you use. It's what you're doing with the cards that matters. That's what opens the door to the spirit. Okay, that's what will let Python into your life. It doesn't matter if you use regular cards. If you're telling your fortune with them or using them to answer a question in any way, somebody's listening to this program right now, you use some method with cards that answers a question. The Lord is telling me to tell you that if you do not stop divining with those cards, that great destruction is coming into your life. Great destruction is going to come. Please stop and repent. I remember when I was growing up, they had these funny little eight ball looking things that supposedly you could ask it a question, you could turn it a certain way, and it would answer your question. Yeah, somebody made a lot of money off those. I think they're still selling them somewhere. It doesn't matter the method you use. It doesn't matter if you throw two rocks out, which basically casting runes is throwing rocks or bones. It is what you are using it for. If you are using it to answer a question that you are posing, fortune cookies just came to mind. If you're using it to answer a question or divine the future, it is wrong and it will bring the spirit into your life. And the spirit will attack your finances. It will do everything it can to squeeze the life out of you, because that's what a python does. It squeezes the life out of its victims. And it will distract you to no end, and it will weary you, wear you down. Who wants that? Can I just tell you something? Whatever it is you want to know the answer to, whatever it is you need to know about your future, the Lord does not want you asking the magic eight ball, a Ouija board, a deck of tarot cards, a deck of regular cards, or the Long Island medium to find out. Can I just tell you that? He wants you to ask Him. In all your ways, acknowledge Him. All of them. And He shall direct your path, okay? He will direct your path. He's not going to direct you if you're not acknowledging Him in all your ways. He doesn't want us doing that kind of thing, and He doesn't want us watching that kind of thing on television. Neither one is okay. Saul consulted a medium. Remember that? The Witch of Endor. He consulted a medium to call up the spirit of Samuel, or who he thought was the spirit of Samuel. Apparently, it was just a demon, because according to the Word, we can't call up spirits. And, you know, Saul died a terrible death and had the kingdom stripped from him, so we don't want anything like that happening to us, right? Let me just mention something else, too. This girl, this damsel that was following them, that was shouting out about, oh, they're telling you the way to salvation. She was a slave girl. Any type of sin, including the occult and fortune telling, will make you its slave. Okay? Any type of sin will come and try its best to make you a slave. And once you begin to depend on fortune tellers or mediums or 1-900 numbers or whatever your type of fortune telling is, it will become a habit and you won't know how else to find out what's coming. But they can't tell you what's coming, because only God knows what's coming. So it doesn't matter. They'll take your money, but they can't tell you what's coming. What they're telling you isn't going to be from God, and it isn't going to be truth. Okay? All of these fortune-telling and occult practices will bring bad spirits into your life. They will all open you up to demonic attack. Some of them will just usher the demons right on in to live in your house and attack your children. They will attack your finances. They'll attack your health. They'll attack your relationships. And anything to do with the occult or witchcraft, because it is the mental realm, opens your mind up to attack. Okay? Seriously to attack. You will have things, mental illness, depression, all kind of things like that, because you delved into that mental realm in an ungodly way. So I just want to say a prayer for y'all real quick. Father, I just lift every listener to you within the sound of my voice. Father, I pray that you would purify our walks more and more every day. I pray that you would reveal to us, Lord, any type of divination that is in our life. Any type. And Lord, I personally repent of using what I call Bible bingo, flipping the Bible open to get an answer when I just need to come to you for an answer, Lord God. And I repent of that, Lord. I renounce it, and I turn from it, because that could be called divination. Even though I'm using your word, it doesn't matter what I'm using as much as how I'm using it. So I repent of that. I repent of telling other people to do that, Lord. In the name of Jesus, thank you for your forgiveness, Lord. I pray, Father, that you would reveal to every listener any place in their lives where there is divination. I pray that you would show them the manifestations of that spirit, Lord. Help them to repent. Help them to cleanse their lives of that, Lord. May we all turn only to you, Lord, for the knowledge of anything, the knowledge of the future, past, present, anything that we need, Lord. May we come to you with every need. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you all have a very blessed week. God bless you. Join me again the same time, same channel next week for the next episode of Defining New Age and the Occult.
Thank you so much for tuning in to hear Glenda Linkous on Wings Radio. We hope that you've been encouraged and inspired in your daily walk with Christ. You can find more of Glenda's talks on her YouTube channel, Texas Author and the Number One. You can contact Glenda by email at wingsofprophecy@gmail.com or by mail at Glenda Linkous, P.O. Box 127, Princeton, Texas 75407. Wings Radio is a non-denominational program and is not affiliated with any church or nonprofit organization.